The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe,
and your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Is a word, does the term barn burner mean anything to you people? Barn burner. We have a barn burner of a broadcast planned for you today. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. On a Thursday, Xing the question du jour.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Oh, boy, boy, howdy. Are you about to find out here, folks? This time, it actually is Obama's fault.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the first Galactic Empire! For safety and secure society!
And so I'm calling on Congress to pass these reforms, and I'm gonna sign them in the law.
You call down the thunder, well now you've got.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Okay, hell is here. Telephone number if you'd like to be on the program. Call 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address has not changed. KingDude, KINGDUDE, at MikeChurch.com. Official website for all things moi online at MikeChurch.com. Find today's pile of prep freshly minted. I will have a Veritas et Sapientia. As a matter of fact, I'm going to quote James Madison today. And I'm going to quote James Madison from Federalist number 62. And this will greatly enhance the subject of today's conversation. You can find us on and follow us on the Twitter feed at The King Dude or at Veritas Radio Network. And on the Facebook, Mike Church Show fan page and Veritas Radio Network. And, of course, our site, MikeChurch.com and VeritasRadioNetwork.com. So we got a big announcement coming up here at 9:40 a.m. That's 10:40 on the East Coast. That probably means that most of you will tune out because whenever we try to do anything big, it turns out we have this knack of doing things here. I really should get into the business of shrinking things. Taking very large, magnificent radio careers and shrinking them into startovers, as this one is. But we're delighted and happy to be a part of this startover. Nonetheless, let us not let size and quantity deter us from the task at hand. Because if people are not tuning into this, and boy howdy, Jiminy Christmas, if we can't get them to tune in, if we can't get them to change their habits, well, then that's their loss. Because what we're doing here is good stuff. And what we're talking about here on the Mark Kreslin Show and this show and all the other shows on this channel needs to be said. It needs to be presented in the manner in which it's being presented. And as a listener wrote to me last night, Mike, Mr. Church, you need to stop agonizing over the amount of people that are listening to the live show and the conversion rate of people coming over to radio held in your hand, especially on the Crusade Channel. I'm going to read you his endorsement here. That is a problem with the Sick Society, not with your programming. So I take that to heart. And I hope that you'll call in during today's program, especially after, if you want to call and guess what the big announcement is, go ahead, take a shot. Here, if somebody guesses on the Twitter feed, I'll give you a Grace Digital Mondo radio. $170 value. I'll give it to you. If you guess what it is, you can have it. Folks, we've got big news here today. Other than that, you might have heard in the tease to the launch of today's program with the, this is what is known in the radio industry as crosstalk. If you're familiar with the radio industry or the radio business at all, crosstalk is what used to be done on almost all AM talk radio stations across the amber waves of fuel. And what a crosstalk is that the host that's leaving the air at 11 a.m., say, would talk to the host that's coming in at 11 a.m. for a little preview. It's just a healthy thing to do, and it builds a kind of a community. And Mark and I are now doing that. And I look forward to the day when there is a live show every day coming on immediately following me. And then we can do crosstalk. And then that person can do crosstalk. And during the crosstalk, I sent it to Mark, and he was not familiar with this story, that the Obama Justice Department. Now, if you need any more evidence, we have a broken, corrupt, irretrievable, irredeemable government that we, look, it's no longer an option now, that we must separate from. The story that I'm about to share with you should seal the deal. As a matter of fact, it should seal the deal to the point where don't even vote in their elections. Do not legitimize a congressional election. Mr. Church, you can't say that. Stop. Stop. It's heresy. It's heresy against the American civil religion, Mr. Church. They're going to excommunicate you. Good. I hope they expatriate me. Please expatriate me. You can't believe this. I don't believe this. I'm going to read you this headline. If you don't pick your phone up and call this show, and if you live in North Carolina, call your state representative, or just call your friend and talk about this, just drop out of life. Just quit. There's no purpose in anyone even existing anymore if we can't get agitated and animated about this. Headline. U.S. in Justice Department, North Carolina, HB2, violates the Civil Rights Act and must be repealed. Let me read that to you again so that we're all on the same page. U.S. in Justice Department, : North Carolina, NC, HB2, violates Civil Rights Act and must be repealed. Now, some of you may be wondering, Mr. Church, please, I don't live in North Carolina. What is this HB2? Mr. Church, that sounds like a vitamin. Can I get it at GNC? HB2 is the law that was authored by North Carolina legislators in response to a bunch of creepy sex offenders agitating for and then convincing the obviously corrupt and diabolical city council of the city of Charlotte to force all public restrooms to be unisex and to allow 42-year-old, you may be wondering why I keep saying 42-year-old perverts. Well, there's a very good reason. The sex offending pervert whose idea it was to get the city council to pass this law was 42 years old. He was a 42-year-old male. This law was passed, and the people of the rest of North Carolina reacted so violently to it as any sane individual would. The very thought now that government can intervene and can intercede in our public lives and can legally mandate that the mentally deranged. Look, if you're male and you think you ought to be a woman, you have a mental deficiency. Your mind is disordered. Even if you think that, so what? I think I ought to be a millionaire. I'm not a millionaire. I think I ought to be able to shoot 72 every time I step on a golf course. I ain't never shot a 72. I think that I should be able to high jump 7'6" like Dwight Stones. I've never cleared 5'6". There are lots of things that I think I should be able to do or I wish to do, and I don't. I'm either incapable of doing them, and changing my sex is one of them, or I suppress it. Where's the humility with these perverts? I got a piece of hate mail last week. Gentleman told me that he told his sister to listen to this show. She tuned it in for 2 days, said she couldn't listen anymore because she'd never heard anyone use the word pervert before and apply it to sodomites. I'm like, what are you supposed to call them? I suppose I'm going to get another piece of hate mail today or this weekend where someone's saying that I told my brother to listen to your show. He is a 42-year-old cross-dressing transsexual wannabe. And he was offended at you. And my response is going to be, why did you tell a 42-year-old man stuck in a man's body? No, he's not a woman stuck in a man's body. You heard it right. Why did you tell him to listen to this program? I hope you told him to get some redemption and to change his ways. Not that I can provide it, but maybe, just maybe, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, could, if I conform my mind to the reality that I don't have much to say and allow him to say things for me, or at least influence me to say the correct things. The United States Justice Department officials repudiated North Carolina's HB2 on Wednesday, telling Governor Pat McCrory that the law violates the United States Civil Rights Act and Title IX, a finding that could jeopardize billions of dollars in federal education funding. Tell them to shove it, Governor McCrory. Tell him to take it all, hold a special session right now, and freaking secede. Leave. Just leave. Get out. When the general government of the United States attempts to make bathroom policy for the several states, it's over. We're at an end. It's over. There's no sense in having... I'm going to say this again. Do not, folks, if you want to change this, do not participate in their process any longer. If this thing is not made illegitimate by us, this is coming to you. Because if McCrory caves and if North Carolina caves in, you know what's going to happen? That's precedent. You know what's going to happen next? Any state that does not allow the perverts into our little girls' bathrooms is going to be sued by the Obama Injustice Department. You know what governors are going to say?
We don't have the money to defend these lawsuits. I don't have the money to make the general. We have to accommodate the policy.
No. No, you don't. Be a man, grow a set, and say no. Heck, be a woman and say no. The injustice, now listen to the demand, to the mandate, to the demand. The Injustice Department gave North Carolina state officials until Monday to respond. In other words, they're telling them, you will repeal your bill, you will make it legal and protect 42-year-old male perverts and allow them to enter little girls' bathrooms. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, it's over. The United States of America is gone. It's over. Katie, bar the door, walk away, throw away the keys. As a matter of fact, throw them into the ocean so they can't find them. It's over. That's it. It's over. There is no legitimate force on earth that would claim it has the authority to do this. The letter says HB 2, which preempted Charlotte's anti-discrimination ordinance, violates Title IX, which bars discrimination in education based on sex, and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, which bans employment discrimination. So if you're an employer now, that means me, because I am, and many of you listening right now are, you got a men's and a ladies' room in your place of business. Number one, you have to have public accommodations. Number two, we've lost the right to protect our own property and to not do business with people we don't want to do business with. I don't want 42-year-old sex offenders in my business. I don't want preening, peeping Tom perverts hanging out here in Studio D. Say I had a retail store out there and I was selling cigars and T-shirts and such and DVDs and books. I would have to accommodate these maniacs. Well, Mike, there's not that many. What's the big deal? What do you mean, what's the big I thought we lived to protect our children. See, let me see if I understand this. Just in the last week, we're now sending our daughters off to go fight jihadis in the Middle East in full flak jackets. And to top that off, back home, the freedom that we're defending is the freedom. Wave the flag, defend. He's over across the seas. He's defending freedom in her church. Yeah, defending the freedom for the Obama Injustice Department to order that Civil Rights Act requires acts of perversion. In other words, now, because where does the federal government, where is the Injustice Department, from whence does its authority derive? It derives under the Constitution of the United States. So the Obama Injustice Department is now claiming, basically, I'll just summarize what they're claiming. They are now claiming that the Constitution requires accommodation for perverts. It requires you and me to place our daughters into sexual predatory harm's way. I'm out. That's it. It's over. Done. Now, you people that live in North Carolina, I'd be curious to see or to hear. What do you think Governor McCrory and the legislature is going to do? They already stood up to PayPal and told PayPal to beat it. By the way, We need to reinforce this every day here on the Crusade Channel and Veritas Radio Network. We are phasing out and doing all that we can to not do business with PayPal anymore. I don't take PayPal cards now. I don't pay with PayPal. There are still some memberships. And boy, do we have to do a membership drive today, folks. Seriously. I've been laxing this all week, and it shows in the numbers. But anyways, back to the subject matter. They stood up to PayPal. They told PayPal to go pound sand. They stood up to the pervert-endorsing rock singer, Bruce Springsteen. You don't want to play your show here, dude? Fine, don't. What are they going to tell the Injustice Department now? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. If you'd like to be on the program, 844-5-CRUSADE. Let's read some more from the story, shall we? Again, if this doesn't agitate and animate you, I don't know what will. I'm just going to quit. I'm just not going to do radio anymore because there's no point in doing it. If the finding is upheld, North Carolina could lose federal education funding. Now, understand this. They are illegitimately taxed. Their money is stolen from them. It is laundered through this crime organization called the federal government. And then the federal government so benevolently, so kindly and meekly and sweetly gives a little bit of it back. Here, North Carolina, you can have some back. Here. But you must feed arugula to the kids for school lunches, you see. Now, sending the money back comes attached with strings. Now, understand, they're talking about withholding money for grammar public schools, for middle public schools, for junior high public schools, for high schools. What does that mean? That means that the schools now you take the 42-year-old pervert, let's turn the 18-year-old who is watching television these days on all the softcore porn and is watching women, young women preening about in yoga pants. What's he thinking? Oh boy, I can't wait to change my sex. Basically, the Obama Injustice Department is trying to create and is going to create sexual anarchy. How long before rape just is taken off the books? How long before kiddie diddling is just taken off the books? No one will laugh anymore at the joke in the Big Lebowski. Walter, what's a pederast? No, you know why? Because there won't be any pederasty. We'll just abolish it. How about that? Mike, you're being, that's just ridiculous. No, it's not ridiculous. Have you not been paying attention to how these things happen and the methodology that they use? This is an assault. If the finding is upheld, North Carolina could lose federal education funding. During the current school year, state public schools received $861 million. In 2014-15, the University of North Carolina system got $1.4 billion. Just as I've always told you, the American civil religion, the penalty for crime, the penalty for committing a crime against the civil religion is always monetary. The Republican-controlled General Assembly passed HB 2 in March in response to Charlotte's extension of its anti-discrimination ordinance. That ordinance would have allowed transgender people to use the bathroom with the gender with which they identify. Well, that's on Tuesday. If you identify with another gender on Thursday, why don't you go use that one? By the way, if I play golf this weekend, I am playing the ladies' tees. Why? Because I can, and you can't stop me. And, if I got to go during the round, I'm not going to look for a tree any longer. Why bother with the tree? I'll just do it out in the middle of the fairway. Well, Mike, why don't you just go in the women's bathroom? Why? What's the point? What's the point of having any decorum anymore? Again, I'm not going to sit here and harangue on this for the next hour and a half. If you don't want to harangue on it, well, then I'm not going to harangue on it. It is what it is. So be it. The Republican-controlled General Assembly passed HB 2 in March. That ordinance would have allowed transgender people to use their We already went over that. HB 2 preempted that ordinance and requires people to use bathrooms in government buildings that match what's on their birth certificate. It is a perfectly logical response. It is a perfectly moral response to the perversion that is being force-fed now with all this nonsense of transgenderism. I have a question. Why isn't the CDC declaring? We had all these scares in the past about the Rara virus. We had the bird flu. We had SARS. Recently, we had Ebola was coming to kill us all. Why isn't this sickness, this virus that makes people think, that makes men think they're women and women think they're men, why isn't that on the CDC watch list? Why are people dropping nickels on their neighbors?
CDC? Yeah. Joe Smith here. Yeah. Got a neighbor down the street. It's a dude. Yeah, no, I've seen him naked. It's a dude. Thinks he's a chick. We're worried it might spread to the kids.
Protect against the SARS and the bird flu, but not against the nerd flu. Is any of this sinking in to anyone? Is there any sentient life out there left? Yeah. That ordinance would have allowed transgender people to use the bathroom of the gender with which they identify and would have extended anti-discrimination protections to LGBT residents. HB 2 preempted that ordinance and requires people to use the bathrooms of government buildings that match what's on their birth certificate. The law sparked a national firestorm. No, it didn't. It sparked an outrage from pervert supporters. Amid calls for boycotts at the state, at least two companies announced plans not to relocate to expand in North Carolina. Good. Keep your perverts in California, PayPal. You know what? You don't want to, that should have been the response. If you get people that work for your company and they don't know what sex they are, we don't want them as citizens of North Carolina. People here in the Tar Heel State know that they're men or they know that they're women. What is wrong with your employees? Maybe you should get a health insurance policy that covers mental deficiencies and mental sickness. You see, though, folks, you're not allowed to say these things. We're not supposed to say these things. Speaking to business leaders Wednesday night, Governor McCrory called the letter something we've never seen regarding Washington overreach in my lifetime. I guess I'm just a weirdo on this. Because, A, I don't believe that I'm reading this. B, I'm shocked and mortified by it because if they get away with this, what's next? You don't think that Christians that resist baking cakes and making flower arrangements, that there's not going to be some more harsh punishment meted out thanks to Title IX? I mean, for heaven's sake, what will outrage you or the rest of the public? McCrory, quote, this is no longer, now I want you to pay attention to this, since I'm the only one that's animated about this. I'm going to lose my voice in about 40 minutes. I'll make it till 9:40, and then that's it. Quote, this is no longer just a North Carolina issue. This impacts every state, every university, and almost every employee in the United States of America. All those who have to comply with new definitions of requirements by the federal government regarding restrooms, locker rooms, and shower facilities in both the private and public sector. Did you hear that? Mr. Church, we really don't care. Please, we want to talk about Olive Garden. Obama, we want to talk about getting rid of Obama. You don't have to. Obama's leaving. We want to talk about the new opinion polls and the fight that's coming up to stop the Antichrist that's Hillary. What about the Antichrist that's currently issuing edicts? GOP lawmakers also criticized the Justice Department and President Barack Obama. House Speaker Tim Moore, who said the GOP leaders are consulting attorneys about a response. What is it to consult about? No. The answer is no. And if you try and cut the money off, then we're not going to send it to you. North Carolina has two deep water ports. North Carolina is connected to the landmass. North Carolina has agriculture. North Carolina has access to the sea. North Carolina does not need Morador. Morador needs North Carolina. Tell them no. Tell them no. My telephone number here on the Crusade Channel, it's the Mike Church Show, part of the Veritas Radio Network, 844-527-8723. Or you could just go download our app. And if you have downloaded the app, look right below the Listen Now button that you currently use to listen to the show. Go back to the main menu, and right underneath that it says Call Crusade. Hit the button. Don't be scared. House Speaker Tim Moore said, quote, this letter is a huge overreach by the federal government. It looks an awful lot like politics to me. Moore, a Kings Mountain Republican, told reporters, I guess President Obama in his final months in office has decided to take up this ultra-liberal agenda. Mr. Speaker, this defies a political identification, sir. It has nothing to do with whether or not someone is a conservative or a liberal, a Democrat or a Republican, left or right, red or blue, Red Sox or Yankee. It doesn't matter. It's diabolical. Call it what it is. Quote, Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger called the ruling a gross overreach, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest blasted the Obama administration. Obama administration, quote, to use our children and their educational futures as pawns to advance an agenda that will ultimately open those same children up to exploitation at the hands of sexual predators is by far the sickest example of the depths the Obama administration will stoop to fundamentally transform our nation, close quote. So what do we have here? We have all the legislators in North Carolina admitting that this is transformative, admitting that it's perverted, admitting that it's sick, and admitting that it's an overreach. I would submit to you that the transgressions that pressed the men of 1776 to secede from the British crown do not measure up to this. I would submit to you that the transgressions that the Union was heaping upon, and the future transgressions the Lincoln administration and the radical Republicans in Congress would have heaped upon the Southern states do not, and caused them to secede, do not measure up to this outrage. Now you're talking about children. I thought we did all these things that we do and issued all these laws and all these orders and all these edicts and have all these regulations and all these departments and all these social workers and all these bureaucrats and all these requirements in schools and departments called departments of education, et cetera, for the benefit of children. Now we put them on the menu? Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm wrong here, please tell me. What other response is there other than no? Not going to do it. We're not going to, no, you can't do that to us. And we're not going to let you. And then if they try and withhold the money, tell them then, okay, we're out. We're not going to send you any money. Welcome to the Republic of North Carolina. And if South Carolina, if there were any sane individuals or Federalist individuals left in South Carolina, maybe you could form the Carolina Federation. You don't need Mordor. But, folks, we've got to preserve the Union because we had founding fathers once upon a time. There's this thing called a Declaration and a Constitution. And besides, they'll come in and start shooting. Mark Kreslin's asked the question all the time here on the Crusade Channel on the Veritas Radio Network. He asked the question, do you think if we were to secede in Oklahoma or in Texas, would they send the army, the rest of the army? Obviously, you wouldn't have the army from Texas and from Oklahoma. Would they send the rest of the army in to start shooting? Would they, at gunpoint, say, no, you can't leave the Union? I think we ought to test the theory, and North Carolina ought to lead us, and we should find out. Again, my telephone number, this is a radio talk show. If you'd like to be on the program, 844-527-8723. The North Carolina Values Coalition issued a statement. Well, at least we have someone other than me talking about this, saying HB2 is in full compliance with federal law. Quote, the Department of Injustice should be ashamed of itself for bullying North Carolinians, compromising the privacy and safety of our citizens, and spreading lies about what the clear language of Title IX and Title VII state. Close quote. But now listen to this. Before you say, well, Mr. Church, please, there's really nothing else to say about it. And we're afraid to talk on radio shows anyways. You know why? Because we want Regal Cinema and Olive Garden. Opponents of HB2 applauded the Injustice Department finding. This is where we get to the real meat and taters of the issue. Are there individuals who wish for this to actually occur? Who see, and I guess everyone listening to this broadcast right now must agree with the Obama Injustice Department. I have no evidence to the contrary. Do you, Maggie O'Connell? Has anyone uttered a peep anywhere? Nobody, right? Well, just let the perverts in. As a matter of fact, I'm just going to take a break and I'm not coming back. I quit. Here's what the proponents of this say. Quote, the letter confirms what we've already known, that HB2 is deeply discriminatory, violates federal civil rights law. Here's a question for you. Does it violate the law of Almighty God? Does it violate the law of the Holy Magisterium of Christ Church here on this earth, of Holy Mother Church? Does it? Now, I can answer that question for you. No, it does not. And needs to be repealed as soon as possible, said Chris Sgrow, a Democrat who is executive director of Equality North Carolina. We've already lost We've already lost $500 million in economic impact. Again, what is the religion of America? It's the civil religion of America. That's the official religion of the United States, the civil religion of America. What do you do when you've committed a sin? What's your penance? How do you pay back for the sin? You pay back for it economically. You are penalized. You don't get to buy bigger televisions. You don't get to buy newer and nicer cars. You don't get to buy Kobe beef. You got to buy the rot gut Black Angus variety, et cetera, et cetera. It's always economic extortion. You know why? Because we praise the almighty dollar, we praise the material world, and we have totally divorced ourselves and disconnected, well, some people have, from the spiritual world. That's why. We've already lost $500 million in economic impact, and now we are violating federal civil rights law and risking Title IX funding. Can you believe, ladies and gentlemen, that the federal government of the United States has actually gotten away with this Title IX business now? And they've used Title IX as a cudgel to bludgeon the state governments and the people residing in the state governments that make up the states for about 30-plus years now. Now they're going to take it all the way to the House. And now they're going to say that Title IX, if you want the Title IX money, it requires you to let boys or men who on Tuesday claim that they want to be women or girls to use the facilities. Some of them require all total nudity, like showers, of the opposite sex. And you don't have a problem with that. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what else would make you say that this is illegitimate here. Not only are we not going to let you get away with this, Obama, Injustice Department, we're not even going to hold a federal election. There is no rule that says, there's nothing in the Constitution that says that you have to have an election. Tells you how to have an election, when, doesn't say shall have elections. And if it did, it would only apply to states that ratified the Constitution and had granted the consent of the governed. It says the House of Representing shall be composed of members chosen every year. Doesn't say must. Says the House of Representing number of representatives shall not exceed one for every 30,000. When vacancies happen in the House of Representatives, any state, the executive authority thereof shall issue writs of election. But that's for something that's already occurred, the election of a member of the House of Representatives. House of Representatives shall choose their speaker. These are all things that have happened after the election. There's no order that you have to have an election. There's no order that says that you have to have. Let's read the 17th Amendment, shall we? Amendment number 17. The Senate of the United States shall be composed. Okay, you're assuming that I assent to the Senate. Well, what if I don't? The Senate of the United States shall be composed of two senators from each state elected by the people thereof for 6 years. The electors in each state shall have the qualifications. Again, these are all after the fact that you admit or that you confer legitimacy and that acquiesce to the power of the state or of the general government. If you don't do that, you don't have to have an election. When vacancies happen in the representation of any state in the Senate, executive authority of the state shall issue. Again, this is after the fact of the election of a member of the Senate. This amendment shall not be construed as to affect the election or term of any senator chosen before it becomes valid as part of the Constitution. No shall say that you have to have any of this. Go to James Madison. Oh, and Maggie O'Connell now informs me that if this insanity is not enough, Bruce Jenner is gonna pose naked in the next issue of Sports Illustrated. You know, I got an idea. Why don't we just all take our clothes off and just meander about as nudists for the next couple of days? What are they going to do about it? I'm sure there's something in Title IX that says that we probably have to do that. Like, you're just exaggerating now. This show is getting ridiculous. No, people that refuse to conform their mind to the reality of what it is that's happening all around us, you're ridiculous. 844-5-CRUSADE, our telephone number, or I got to tell you. This is let's see here. Let's go to the telephones. Deb from South Mountain. Where? South Mountain? I'm not sure where South Mountain is. But I'm happy to talk to Deb. Hi, Deb. You're on the Mike Church Show, part on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network on a Thursday. How you doing?
Love to hear the people on this show talk because then I don't have to. It's like, yeah, that's just me. Anyway, I was just going to say, it's Title IX. Didn't that come out of California?
I know that there was a lawsuit back in the 60s that, the Civil Rights Act was passed in 1964. Then in 1968, I think they amended it and they added these titles after the fact.
And when you say they, see, that's the thing. Nobody wants this, but the lawsuit enforces it. So it always seems to me that it's a bunch of, I don't know. It seems like the angry people always have funding somehow and get these things passed. It just seems to me that's what always happens. And when you talk about it here locally, that's what people say. They go, well, okay, so you want to secede, right? Maryland wants to secede. But when you secede, then money corrupts, right? So,
right.
And power corrupts. So when you secede from Maryland and form Western Maryland, then the people that are in charge there are going to be power-hungry and money-hungry also. But what they don't understand is what you were just talking about was 17, and that if you don't agree with what they're doing, you just don't fall in line with it. You don't have to do what they say.
No. By attrition, you just let your members of Congress, their terms expire on January the 20th of 2017. Your pair of United States senators... oh gosh, Greg Brandon ran against him. Senator, his name escapes me now. Your senators, they can fill their terms out. I mean, they don't have to, and you just ignore them. You know, and then people are going to say, well, what about we get military? We have Fort Bragg is in North Carolina, Mr. Church. What are we supposed to do about that? Well, turn it into a militia outpost. Tell the feds, come get their crap and get their soldiers out of your your jurisdiction, and thank them very much.
And so with saying that, Mike, what I'd like to ask is, what about the Supreme Court? That's 9 people ruling over us. What can we do about the Supreme Court? Same thing? They're going to come after us for ignoring the Supreme Court?
Well, they already are coming after you for ignoring the Supreme Court.
Well, that's right, they are. But then how do we get rid of them? Same way, just say, you're irrelevant, see you later?
There's something to that effect, yes.
Okay. Well, I tell you why I ask, because I need to be schooled. I need to know how to get rid of, actually be able to get rid of the Supreme Court.
Well, okay.
And you don't have to talk about that now.
If you declared yourself as an independency, then you just get rid of all of it. You just don't, recognize its authority any longer. And when you say, what is the Declaration of Independence, what does it basically do? And if there's two legal parts of the Declaration of Independence. There's 3 parts to it. There's the preamble, which sets up, okay, here's our complaint.
Yes.
There is the finding of fact or evidence. Okay, here are the facts of our case, and it's all the charges against the king. And then there is the resolution. Okay, here's what we intend to do about it. Okay, so what did they say that they were going to do about it?
Throw them off.
Well,
we
therefore, the representatives of the United States of America in General Congress Assembled, of course, you won't be in General Congress Assembled this time, you'll be in General Assembly, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world, that's a Masonic way to say Almighty God, appealing to Almighty God for the rectitude of our intentions, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare, quote, now, this is the legal part of the Declaration of Independence. Most people think all men are created equal is the legal part of the thing. It's not. It's part of the preamble. This is the, what I'm about to read to you is legal. This is the legal declaration that has the force of law. If it's ratified, it becomes de jure, not de facto, de jure, meaning it's part of the law. Here you go. That these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent states. That they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. Now, just change the words. This state of North Carolina is. And, of course, you have this idiotic clause in your Constitution that says that you can't secede. So you're going to have to, or North Carolina is going to have to deal with that first and foremost, and it's going to have a convention and repeal that part of their Constitution. If they had any brains, they already would have done so anyways. But then again, we are talking about North Carolinians. That North Carolina is, and of right, ought to be a free and independent state. That it is absolved from all allegiance to the general government of the United States, and that all political connection between this state and the general government of the United States is and ought to be totally dissolved, and that as a free and independent state, and that includes edicts that we must accommodate perverts, and that as free and independent state, we have the power. We have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm alliance on the protection of Almighty God, again, I'm replacing the Masonic quote with the actual one of Almighty God.
Yes.
We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. So there you go. That's the legal part of it.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely look that up, because I didn't know that, and so now that gives me every bit I learn. It gives me hope. That's why I love listening to you all, because not that we don't have hope, because everything's in God's hands, but He expects us to do the right thing, and He expects us to know what the right thing is. So every little tidbit I learn, it gives me strength and it gives me hope, and I'm so thankful for Veritas.
Well, thank you, Deb. I appreciate it. Now, where is South Mountain? Are you in Maryland? You said Maryland twice.
Well, you have someone on the early part of the day, and if you say Deb on South Mountain, he'll know who you mean.
All right, so I'll have to get that translated from Mark Reslis. Deb, thank you very, very much. Please call back again someday, my dear. 844-5-CRUSADE is our telephone number. Now, for those of you to say that, man, Mr. Church, you know, you're just overreacting to this. I'd like to read something else to you. That you, if you think this is an overreaction, and I'm not even done with this, let's go to Carl Truman writing at First Things, a neocon Catholic media outlet. Those of you that read it know that it's a neocon outlet for the most part. It is America first. America waved the flag. America must fight wars in strange lands that aren't just. But it does have some good stuff on it. This is one of them. Carl Truman. Is the culture war over? Or to use less martial language, is Christian cultural engagement at an end? At the risk of depriving a rapidly shrinking handful of old-school Republicans and countless trendy Christian blog pundits of their reason to exist, I believe the answer is yes. Now, I've been telling you this for the last couple of years, yes. The culture war is over because there is no cult. The cult is America's civil religion. It does not cultivate obeisance to and a path of righteousness that beat a mode of conduct that would beat a path of righteousness through the narrow gate. The purpose of government is for the benefit is supposed to be for the benevolence and the benefit of all. Not just a couple of weirdos who wish to stand next to my 19-year-old daughters and micturate next to them. Male weirdos. Back to Truman. I believe the answer is yes. Culture war is over. For to engage a culture, there must first be a culture to engage. And as the ever-inclusive Anthony Esselin has pointed out on numerous occasions, we no longer have a culture. What we really have is an anti-culture. Let's face it. We now live in a world where refusing a man the right to expose himself in a woman's toilet is enough to risk your city losing the right to host a football game. Even to suggest that there might be a debate to be had about such a thing is enough to render one liable to accusations of irrational hatred and dismissal as a benighted bigot. Culture did not bring that about. Anti-culture did. The wholesale repudiation of the past and its institutions and interdicts and a devil-may-care attitude to the future. That's right. We don't care if your daughter gets molested, Mr. Church. Mr. Smith of North Carolina, we don't care if your daughter gets exposed to a penis when she's 9 years old. That's your problem. She's a little bigot. Is what she is. She needs to convert to lesbianism, and then it'll just scare her, and she'll run away. Mike, I can't believe you said that. You got to crawl inside these people's minds. This is what they're saying. This is the end of days. I don't believe I'm even reading this stuff. The anti-culture warriors of this present age have very long, very strong arms, and unfortunately for the coming generations, very short sight. Just think of the Talibanic fury recently released on university campuses against any vestige of the past which does not conform to the exacting morality of the present. Christians need to wake up to this. We have no culture left to engage, let alone transform. It is thus time to drop the hip rhetoric of cultural engagement and transformation that comforts us that we are part of some non-existent dialogue and that grants the world of our opponents a dignity which it simply does not deserve. He's right. He's 130% correct, if that's possible. There is no culture left to engage. These people are not operating out of goodwill. They are obviously diabolically inspired. What is that exactly left to discuss here? What's left to discuss here? Start saying no, completely withdraw your consent, and don't associate with them any longer. They'll figure it out. Be prepared, Crusader, though. They will come for us. You know why? Because they need our hard work. They need our work ethic. That's why they impose this, and they try and force you to comply with it. Ladies and gentlemen, they are trying to de-Christianize what little grace remains here. They are trying to eradicate the grace. Mike, now you sound like Glenn Beck. I'm out. That's it. I quit. That's not what they're doing. They just care more about homosexual than you do. What I thought you would say. 844-527-8723, our telephone number. It's the Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. This is Pete from upstate New York. Next up on the Mike Church Show here on a Thursday at VeritasRadioNetwork.com and MikeChurch.com. Hello, Pete. How you doing?
Good morning, Mike. Long-time listener. Just had to call in on today's topic.
We've talked before, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Fantastic. Welcome back.
Thank you. By the way, I absolutely love Veritas Radio Network. Founding brother that's probably going to upgrade.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. There are so many things to comment about.
Hey, Pete, can I tell you something first? You know what's really... Okay, a couple of great things about today. One, God assisted in me getting kicked off Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Thank God for God. You know why?
Why?
Because I get to come in here and start this show at 8 a.m. You know why that's important?
No.
St. Jane de Chantal has special holy day Latin masses at 6:30 a.m. I get to go.
Oh, wow.
Today was Ascension Day, Ascension of our Lord. I got to go to Holy Mass, Latin Mass, the most beautiful thing this side of heaven, according to Father Faber. I got to go to Latin Mass to start my day that way this morning. It doesn't get any... I was thinking about this when I was exiting the sanctuary. It doesn't get any better than this. I mean, this. I could just end the day right now. I could just stay in church and stay on my knees. I'd probably be happier. You know why else this is an awesome day? We're making a big announcement at 9:40. Are you going to tune in?
I will be listening.
All right.
Listen to the whole show.
And you know why? You know why else today is an awesome day? It's going to be an awesome, awesome day.
Why?
Because at 11:30 a.m. this morning, I'm going to be sitting at a booth at El Rancho Mexican Ristorante down the road here. They're going to be playing mariachi music, and I'm going to be stuffing steak and chicken fajitas in. Now, if that's not a good day, I don't know what is. Thank God for all of these blessings. And I get to talk to my friend Pete in upstate New York here on this little radio network that I had a hand in founding. It doesn't get any better than this, my brother.
It truly doesn't. And by the way, I do appreciate you openly talking about your faith because it is actually, I'm a Catholic as well. I have, in the last 12 months, more openly talked about my faith with friends and family and done a lot of reading books that you've suggested and, to basically kind of get rid of a lot of the myth that's out there about the Catholic faith and so I do appreciate you talking about.
You know, Pete, Archbishop Fulton Sheen is quoted as I'll paraphrase as having said that if the Catholic faithful actually read and then believed what Protestants and others had written about Catholics and Catholicism, they would hate themselves.
Yeah, that myth just goes on and on and on, and if nobody talks
about it. Well, you know what? We, with great charity and hope and faith and love, we try and spread the message and live. I think the most important thing is to attempt to live it. Our Lord left us the gospel and the faith and the magisterium. It's a handbook to life is what it is, Pete. That's what it is. It's an owner's manual to get back to heaven. Here, you want to go to heaven when you die? Here, read this. Do that and start the car and drive it the way I'm telling you to drive it, and there's a chance. Anyways, enough of that. I mean, we're boring people to tears out there. People are flying away from the channel. The listeners are they're hitting the Glenn Beck button on their smartphones and opening his app up. What did you actually call about?
I'll just go with two quick points on it. The first one being that I believe that the House of Representatives decides, you know, all spending bills originate there, and don't they get to decide how the money gets spent? Not that the schools themselves are money spent from the federals on the schools is constitutional to begin with, but since they're doing it, doesn't the House get to decide, not the Justice Department? And then secondly, the other thing that annoys me, and I hear this all the time from many, many people, organizations, you know, states, where I forget the group that you said that in North Carolina that said that the law does apply with federal law. Why even bring that up? Federal law doesn't make any difference at all. This is a state. The state's allowed to run its state the way it wants to, and I don't, you know, we keep, there's so many people that talk about, oh, this complies with the federal law, like everything that the federal law is, it's supreme over everything, and it's not.
Let me read something to you. This is a headline from the Daily Signal, and I thank the listener that sent this to me. I see people are listening live right now. Headline, 50 families sue over Illinois high school's transgender policy. Kelsey Harkness reporting. A group of 50 families whose children attend a high school in Illinois filed a federal lawsuit Wednesday attempting to reverse a policy that allows a transgender student to use girls' bathrooms, locker rooms, and other sex-specific facilities. The families are challenging a policy at Township High School District 211 that was mandated by the United States Department of Education to accommodate the transgender student who was born male but identifies as a female. He has a disordered brain. You know, I'm thinking of the scene in Young Frankenstein. Whose brain did you get? I asked you to get the brains of Hans Delbruck. Whose brain did you bring me? You won't be angry. I will not be angry, said Gene Wilder. Abby something or other. Abby. Ah, now we're getting somewhere. Abby who? Abby Normal. Yes, I'm almost certain that it was Abby Normal. Are you saying that I put an abnormal brain in a 7 foot tall, 400 pound gorilla? So, somebody is actually, these parents, now here, what's going to happen when the federal judge says, now, the law stands, you guys are a bunch of bigots, go back to your bigot house in your bigot neighborhood and be bigots. And guess what? We're going to pass laws against bigots pretty soon. Pete, I'm telling you, I've been covering this stuff. So has Mark Kreslins, and so has anyone that has that has been paying attention for 25 years now, 23 years now, publicly. And I am telling you, I know how this works, and you know how it works too. These lawsuits are going to pacify this for a little bit of time. Federal judges are going to rule on it. It's going to go all the way up to the Supreme Court. Anthony Kennedy is going to get the final vote, and they're going to say that perverts get to pee or get to micturate in bathrooms and shower. The male perverts get to micturate next to 11-year-old girls and get to take showers with them as well. That's what's going to happen. Why not just be done with? Why does anyone have any faith in the federal system? You know what they're going to do. I mean, I commend these people for taking legitimate action and recognizing the legitimacy currently of the federal court system. But they're going to be denied. Now, what happens when they're denied? That means the pervert does get to go into the little girl's room. You, as a parent, cannot allow this. It cannot happen. Almighty God is going to judge people based upon their commissioning of this act. So what do you do, Pete? What do you do? You have two choices. You go, you find that kid, and you physically restrain him yourself. Then you go to jail, or you get a bunch of neighbors together, and you say, "Look, we're declaring this our little republic here. You guys are not welcome. We're seceding. We withdraw all consent and all authority. You're not using your currency anymore, et cetera, et cetera." What exactly do people think is the alternative to this? And are people really seriously considering that when the courts say that the perverts win, what are you going to do? Answer the damn question.
We just it has to be separation. And it, and by the way, the one great thing about your show is, to me, continually talk about separation so that it starts to become a discussion. And I think that the more people hear about it, you know what I mean? Like, it's 5 years ago, if you talk separation, then everybody thinks civil war. But continually talking about it and explaining how Soviet Union peacefully broke up and just all the things that you've talked about over the last couple of years with secession, I think that when people start to wake up to it, it can happen. And it, and even in the places where, like when the northern counties in Utah, or excuse me, Colorado, tried to secede from Colorado.
That's right.
Everybody said it was a dismal failure, because I think it went down, whatever, 55 to 45%. But that's 45% of those people on the very first try said, yeah, we'd like to secede.
Well, Pete, I would exhort people right now thus. If you are listening to me and you live in St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana, and your children currently attend a public school, this is coming to your public school, okay? This is going to be foisted. Governor McCrory is correct. If they don't defeat this, if this is not smacked down by a court, and it's not going to be, it's going to be imposed on every school system in the land. I ask you a question then. Fair citizen of St. Tammany Parish, Louisiana, what are you going to do? Because your school, the principal of Mandeville High School, for example, Principal Bundy, who by all accounts is a good man, and he probably would say, no, that's not going to happen in my school. They're going to sue him. The weirdos and the wackos are going to sue him. The state's going to make him comply, and they're going to force him to implement the policy. What are the parents going to do? You know what the sheeple are going to do? What the sheeple who have lost their attachment to the magisterium and lost their attachment to the faith always do. They're going to say, oh, it's no big deal. So what? Yeah, okay.
And at some point, eventually we all have to answer for all of the stuff.
Oh, it's all fun and games until somebody votes for Obama and then your daughter gets diddled in the girls' room. That's all fun and games. Pete, I got to go, brother. I appreciate your call. Thank you for being a founder's past member. God love you, my brother. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mike.
You're very, very welcome. Thanks for giving me someone to talk to up in, 844-5-CRUSADE, our telephone number. You'll be pleased to know that the record for the 9 a.m. hour has just been demolished. The simultaneous listening record for the 9 a.m. hour has just been eclipsed, or the 9 a.m. Checkpoint. That's fantastic news. Let's take our time out, young Christopher. 844-5-CRUSADE, our telephone number. You heard that gentleman say he was a founding brother. That means he's not a Bernie Sanders listener. Folks, the first week in May got out to a bang with a Crusader signing up. Mr. Randy Campbell, our first Crusader member ever. And thanks to him, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about him, and I'd like to read you his letter. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make a promo out of it. We need monthlies, though. $7.99 a month, you can get on board, get in on the ground level, support this Crusade channel, ensure our longevity, and join us. Join us. Here, withdraw your consent from the mainstream media, as they call it, and give us your consent. Me, Mark Kreslins, David Simpson, Dr. Michael T. George, Greg Carpenter, Kevin Gutzman, Kurt Wallace, Brother Andre Marie. We need you guys. I want to see that membership counter go wild today. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com. And if you already have a membership, have you kicked into the crowdfunding effort at MikeChurch.com? Have you gone to our SOS page? Save our station. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, click on the Veritas button at the top of any page, and then SOS, and you'll see our mascot dog, who I just discovered is a dog named Doug the Pug. Doug the Pug with an empty bowl in his mouth. Put something in the bowl for us, please. We plead with you, and thank you for all your prayers, all your help, all your assistance, all your memberships, and those of you that have donated cash in the crowdfunding effort. We had a goal of $15,000 by next Wednesday. If I had to guess right now, I'd say we're not going to make it. And that means very tough decisions have to be made between now and next Wednesday or after next Wednesday. Spare me from having to spend time doing that. I'd love to spend time preparing great radio shows for you instead. So I won't belabor the point anymore. Say what I had to say. VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Please support our cause. Become a Founders Pass member today. Go to VeritasRadioNetwork.com, Veritas tab, SOS for details. We'll be right back here on the Veritas Radio Network, radio the way it should be.